an appropriate token gift. A care little fic, written by Marv with a V and read by 14-2 Do Not Panic. Summary. Karen's been in love with Matt for a while now. Christmas time seems as good a time as any to confess that little secret, as well as the other little secret she's been keeping to herself. Matt Murdock is the masked man. What did you get for the guy who saved your life? The box of Christmas cookies wasn't going to cut it, not for someone like Matt. Karen had done Secret Santa gift exchanges before. She'd been in the corporate world long enough to know what an appropriate token gift looked like. She didn't want to buy a token gift. As much as Matt was her boss, and she told herself that she would never cross that line, Matt was also her friend, and that was just another line. There were two lines she wouldn't cross, but as she waited in line at Saks Fifth Avenue with a Christmas sweater draped over her arm, she knew that she wanted to. She wasn't good enough for Matt. There was blood on her hands. Kevin's and Daniel Fisher's. Matt's hands were clean. He was Catholic and decent and the kind of guy who beat would-be killers to a pulp and vanished into the rain, leaving her standing there on the street, freshly traumatized and alone. Of course, then came the awkward part. Returning to his apartment, to the apartment she'd sneaked out of to retrieve the Union Allied file before a man tried to kill her, and another man put on a mask and came to her rescue. She stood looking down at him for a long time. Matt was sprawled on that couch, supposedly asleep, the only sign of any change, the water droplets in his hair, and the freshly bruised knuckles that lay outside the blanket. Karen stood there, watching him, tears coursing silently down her cheeks, until Matt's eyelids fluttered. Then she fled back to the bedroom. In the morning, they didn't talk about it, and in the weeks and months of work that followed, it never came up. The masked man was mentioned plenty of times. How could he not be? But as far as Matt's connection to him went, Karen never said anything, and Matt didn't either. She didn't know if Matt knew that she had her suspicions about him. For her part, she never expected that when a blind man promised he'd keep her safe, that he actually would. And not just safe. She couldn't go back to an apartment where she'd been followed and attacked, where the carpet bore the stains of Daniel Fisher's blood, and Matt never asked her to. A single night at Matt's turned into a week, and then a month, and then lots of weeks and months. They never talked about it, about rent or utilities, or even whose turn it was to pick up groceries. They just fell into an easy rhythm, and Karen felt completely in love with him. Foggy knew how she felt, and he only made one request. Don't hurt him. Karen didn't. She worried about him. She heard him most nights, slipping through the rooftop access door and out into the night. Sometimes he wouldn't come back until dawn. Sometimes he would lie on that couch, exhausted and beaten to hell, and Foggy would make jokes about Matt kicking women out of his apartment and getting to the office on time for once. Well, the one woman Matt let into his apartment, he didn't kick out, and the one thing Karen wanted more than anything was to be a different kind of woman. She wanted to be the woman in Matt's life. Not the employer crashing on his place, or by saying her welcome, but the kind of woman who could dance with the devil and find that she liked it. That was what they were calling him now. The devil. They feared him, the gangs and the criminals, the police too. Karen, like them, was afraid, though not of the devil. She was afraid that one day, or one night more accurately, Matt wouldn't come home. Home. It was funny that she could use that word so casually. It was home that she had with Matt. Friendship and protection and taking care of each other. It was also lonely because she had her secrets and Matt had his. She paid for the sweater and went back to the office. It was after 9 AM anyway, and she was supposed to be working. It was just that Foggy had very generously given her time the day before Christmas Eve to present hunt for the office Secret Santa. Matt was hers. It was supposed to be a secret, but with only 3 people participating, it was a numbers game and easy enough to figure out who had who. She had Matt, Matt had Foggy, Foggy had her. She slipped into the seat at her desk and filed the Christmas sweater away in a drawer. At least she had something for Matt now. She might think of something better to give him eventually, but the sweater was a start. She took it home with her at the end of the day and made an excessive amount of pasta that Matt didn't come home to eat. When he still wasn't home by midnight, Karen put the pasta in the fridge and went to bed. She couldn't sleep, though. She tossed and turned, wondering what was keeping Matt, or perhaps, more accurately, what was keeping the devil. She heard the rooftop access door click open around 5 a.m., and she sat bolt upright, listening intently. She heard a groan and a muffled thump, and she moved instinctively towards the sound. She found Matt, sans mask, lying on the couch, soaked to the skin, exhausted and shivering. He seemed to be mostly all right, mild hypothermia aside, and Karen quickly retrieved extra blankets and clothes, removing Matt's drenched black shirt and replacing it with the warmth of the soft Christmas sweater she'd bought him. He didn't stir as she worked to make him comfortable. That told her that he was well and truly exhausted. She slipped a soft pillow beneath his head and covered him in blankets, pausing only for a moment to look at his face in the green and yellow glow of the billboard. She moved to the radiator, coaxing the old thing to life with many murmured cursed words. Heat slowly filled the room, and Karen returned to Matt's side to reassure herself that he was still breathing. He was, and she settled on the floor beside the couch, unable to bring herself to go back to bed. She didn't realize until hours later, when Matt woke up, that she'd fallen asleep without meaning to, her head resting closely to Matt's on the pillow. She blinked and sat up, her back aching after a night spent on the floor. Matt wore a bemused expression as his fingers traced a neat row of stitches in the sweater, and Karen looked at him uncertainly. Matt smiled and said absently, "Well, this is new." "Considered an early Christmas present from your secret Santa," said Karen, annoyed when he didn't have the grace to even feign surprise. "You knew it was me all along." Matt hummed thoughtfully. "So did you." He wasn't talking about Secret Santa, and Karen's breath caught in her throat. She didn't know what to say to him. She'd wondered for a while now if Matt had some kind of sixth sense, and maybe he did, or maybe, just maybe, he knew her well enough now to realize that she would never betray his secrets. Karen sighed. "Matt, you haven't said a word to anyone about it," Matt declared, rolling onto his side, a soft, almost sympathetic smile curving his lips. "And I won't, ever," said Karen, her tone empathic. "Thank you," Matt murmured, reaching out and tucking a stray strand of blonde hair behind her ear. "Merry Christmas, Karen." Karen frowned. "It's Christmas Eve." Matt gave a soft chuckle that told her he didn't care. Christmas Eve was close enough. Karen blushed, the side of her face where Matt's fingers had grazed her skin feeling unusually warm. Her gaze flickered to his lips and she quickly averted her eyes, pretending she hadn't looked. "It's Christmas somewhere," said Matt, and Karen looked at him again, finding it impossible not to. "Australia, maybe," she replied, struggling to keep her voice even. "Maybe," Matt agreed, his tone solemn and his smiling teasing. Then he leaned in and kissed her. It was so unexpected, so sudden, and yet for all of that, so sweet. Karen melted into the bliss of that kiss so easily. It was everything she wanted, and she trembled as Matt deepened the kiss. "Merry Christmas indeed," she thought with a sigh of blissful contentment, surrendering to the dizzying rush of pleasure Matt so readily offered.